Welcome to this edition of Catch Up with ChiroTouch. Thank you for tuning in. This is Dr. Ronnie Sims, and I'm your host today. ChiroTouch, the leading chiropractic practice management software, offers Catch Up with ChiroTouch as part of its commitment to the advancement of the chiropractic profession. In this ongoing series, we are going to feature a great lineup of engaging speakers and friends of ChiroTouch who will inspire your personal and professional growth. Our world needs chiropractors to be at their best now more than ever. So thanks for coming along on this learning journey with me. Today, I'm super excited to have our guest on. He's been a friend of mine for years. He's inspired me in so many ways personally that he doesn't even know how he inspired me. This guy is just like a young brother from another mother. I just love this guy. And we're going to really talk today with this doc about how to create a never-ending stream of new patients in your practice. So please help me welcome San Diego's finest, one of our greatest, Dr. Matt Hubbard.
Jeez, making me blush over here.
Yeah. Hey, you're the man. I love you, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm honored to be on here. Thank you so much. As part of what you're doing and ChiroTouch, two things I will say is I've had ChiroTouch in my office. I think I was the number three user of ChiroTouch. Because it was actually founded in San Diego, and I was a young doc in practice, and I remember when it was just a one-man show, ChiroTouch, and man, to see how far it's come and what they're doing for the chiropractic profession is mind-blowing. And the second thing I got to say is I can't believe it's so surreal being on here with you. Yeah, we are friends, but before you were my friend, you know, being my family living up in El Dorado Hills, they used to talk about everyone in town would talk about the mayor. And I'd be like, oh, who's the mayor? And they'd be like, oh, no. There's a chiropractor. We just call him the mayor. He knows everybody. And I was thinking to myself while I'm in chiropractic school going, that is so epic that they actually call this chiropractor in El Dorado Hills the mayor. And that's like your reputation was that you knew everything going on in the town and you were like the focal point. And I remember making this inner vow with myself going, man, one day when I'm a chiropractor, I want to be the mayor, you know? Yes. And essentially, I kind of am in my small little San Diego, you know, maybe one street. I'm the mayor of Convoy Street, but you inspired me to do big things. So thank you for that, of being that role model.
I'm so glad to hear that. I didn't know that. I appreciate that. Hey, so, you know, we talked on our last episode with our mutual friend, Dr. Stephen Franson. And, you know, he, in typical Stephen fashion, kind of broke it down. I asked him, tell me a little bit about the seasons of the chiropractic career. And so he talked about that launch period when we all started our first practice, whether it be an associate or our own building, whatever. And then we went into that build mode and we build and build and build and build. And then finally, it kind of clicks where we realize we want to start scaling this thing and building teams. And then ultimately someday we want to have the option to exit. And so as you hear me say that, where would you say you're at right now? And then also kind of unpack how that process has gone for you.
Oh, wow. I honestly feel on Mondays I'm on launch mode every Monday. By Wednesday, I'm on build mode. By Thursday, I'm on scale mode. And Friday, I'm like, dear Lord, I need an exit strategy. you know, I'm still in the trenches. I graduated in for those people, and by the way, hey, everybody watching this podcast, whether you are a rookie in chiropractic or you've been doing this 50 years, I'm proud to know you, proud to be here. I'm proud to be a chiropractor, and I'm honored that you're even watching this. And it's a great thing to get around as many greats as you can. And if you could just pick up one nugget from whatever bombs we're about to drop, that one nugget can be one seed. And I can tell you this, one seed could create one tree that produces more fruit than you would ever know what to do with. So don't ever discount what one seed can do for your practice. It's a big deal. And I don't take it lightly. I'm not on here for any other reason than to just hopefully inspire some more seed planting that can reap a huge harvest. So I appreciate that. Every one of you. And And honestly, here's the deal. I've been in practice since 2000. I graduated in 2001. I was an associate for a couple years in a great office. I'd visited over 63 different offices. And then I started my own practice in 2004. I then brought on independent contractors, associates. I mean, I've done it all. I've opened up multiple practices. I've invested in four different practices and sold them to other chiropractors. you know, I've created, you know, proud to say at least $10 million chiropractic offices that are now on their own. You know, I've been passionately doing chiropractic, blowing it up with, you know, a healthy practice in San Diego. And I'm still having as much fun today as I was the month I graduated and said, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I felt naked. But here we are. So you asked me that question, and I got to be really, really honest to you. I never want to forget what launch felt like. I still wake up on Mondays and I'll be like, I'm pumped to go to my office. And I really believe the chiropractors that have lost that launch, you've lost that love and feeling, is because you're burned out and you've just kind of lost your momentum. And I really believe it's because you don't have the right people around you, the right team around you, the right community around you, or maybe the right systems. Could even be the right software. I mean, it does matter. I mean, dear Lord, ChiroTouch went down last week. Nothing to do with ChiroTouch. It was my internet. And I literally felt like I was my first year in practice. We went back to clipboard. It was for 3 hours. It was the most panicking 3 hours I've had in like 2 years. Because I was like, no technology? And my CA is like, what do we do, Dr. Matt? I'm like, we're going old school. Turn up the music. Get the clipboard. Slap high fives. And it actually was one of the best team meetings this last week because we talked about how that messed us up for a little bit.
Yeah.
And how we need to make sure that we never forget how far we've come, because that's how I started in practice, was clipboards and sign-in sheets and pucks. And man, we went old school again, but we got back in our rhythm, but it threw us off for a little bit. But I would honestly, if I had to answer your question, I'm still scaling. I never want to go back. You're either green or growing, or you're ripe and dying. And I want to say I'm still green. I'm still having fun. So I'm probably in that scale / I could exit if I want. I don't need to do chiropractic anymore. I do it because I have the love for it. You know, chiropractic has afforded me a great life. It's built up a great legacy for my family, and I'm doing it because I get to do it. I have associates that work for me. I'm in the office 3 days a week because I want to be in the office. I honestly love people, and so you can't get me out of it. So we're still scale. I set goals. We are crushing every record this year, even after COVID. Our first quarter will be the greatest first quarter we've ever had in office. I'm taking my team to Cabo to celebrate. So I'm not ready to say I'm in exit mode, but I just did put in some life insurance policies for associates. Like if something happened, they could have it. I did talk about, you know, being vested in practice with them just recently as in the first quarter, saying, hey, man, I sat down with two of them and said, this is like totem pole training. Who wants it? Who wants to passionately pursue and take care of my people if I decide to exit stage left? I just got licensed in Texas. I got licensed in Arizona. Just got licensed in Utah. I haven't taken those jurisprudence exams in 20 years. I'm like, I wonder if I still got it. Studied my butt off, and I realized, you know what? Freak, I'm still good. And I'm doing it because who knows what's going to happen politically in California, but I'm still going to be wise. And I'm still going to be there for my family. So just in case, if I needed to exit my practice, it's set up, ready to go. Yeah. I got exit strategies, and I got licenses in 3 different states. And if I just want to buy a $300,000 RV and go put a table in the back of that sucker and be mobile and go to different states and have fun with my family for a few years, I could do it. I'm never going to exit. I'll be 80. I'll be one of those old school 80-year-old chiropractors still doing what I love, is the bottom line. So
I love it, man. Dude, I love it. I really appreciate what you said there about the enthusiasm that you bring. I mean, I know you're the chief energy officer over there, and when you show up Monday, you're in launch mode. And I just love that. And I haven't really heard somebody put it that way, but that was just brilliant. That was a huge nugget for me right there. And I love what how you've worked so hard and you've made the most of your blessings. You haven't been braggadocious. You've been humble in that process. And you are a great leader, and it's really fun to watch, you know. And so let's pivot a little bit. I want to take the conversation deeper. As we look at, you know, we talked about the seasons, and you kind of get that. But if we really kind of look at your practice, and if we were to break it into those 4 distinct domains of attraction, conversion, retention, and team building, and of course today we're talking more about the attraction piece. But before we do that, kind of speak into just what you've created there and how you create this never-ending stream of intrinsic new patients just by how you show up and do things as a team.
That's a great question. You're never above the fundamentals. Like if any of you watched, The Last Dance with, Michael Jordan, one of the greatest all-time basketball players, he went back and just talked about the fundamentals so much. And I think chiropractors, man, we get so caught up into shiny things. You want this toy, you want that toy, I need this table, I need that thing, I need this digital thing, I need that digital thing, I need this without this spine model that pushes buttons on the walls and does all this stuff and talks to you. And it's like we got so much AI going on that sometimes we forget. Let's get back to the fundamentals. Listen, I tell my CAs all the time, I can teach you how to use ChiroTouch, but I can't teach you how to love people. You got to innately love people. You got to want to serve people. The heart of service, you can't train that. It has got to be an innate thing. So I look for people, whether it's at Starbucks, I don't care, a tanning salon, a gym, that make people feel welcome. And I go up and say, hey, do you want a different job that could be life transformational? I want to hire you. There, you got a gift, and I love your smile. I love how you greeted me, the way that you knew my coffee when I came in. Like, it is the little things. And I said, I want to hire you to do something bigger than maybe sling a coffee. Would you be into that? It's life changing. I've never had someone say no. They said, tell me more. And when I
That's right.
tell them more, man, guess what? They become my CAs. And one of my CAs has been my CA for 18 years. The only reason I lose CAs, they get married or they go to chiropractic school or they move due to getting married. And so I love that they've been with me 6 years, 8 years, 4 years. And I keep them because I train them. And they already love people, so I didn't have to train that. But what I do is everyone that comes through the door, you got to understand, people sit in 45 minutes of traffic sometimes to come see me. Sometimes they wait at the border for 2 hours to come see me. Sometimes they got cut off right before they pulled in my parking lot. Maybe they had a hell day at the office. You don't know what stress. And when you walk in the door, the first thing they see is a smile on your face saying, hey, Ron, hey, Matt, hey, that right there brings down anxiety, stress, depression, cortisol, whatever it's going to bring down in their life. That smile, that seed of joy that just smashed them in the face when they walked in, their attitude changed. I said, you got to love them to the table. They're the first person you're going to see. They're the last person you're going to see. When you answer that phone, you answer it with a smile because that energy will go through the phone. It will hit their spirit and it will change them. What we do is we transform. I say we're a Hope dealership. I got shirts that made. We wear them every Friday. The greatest Hope dealership in the world. And we really mean that. We are deliverers of hope. And sometimes it's a phone call, sometimes it's a smile, sometimes it's an attaboy. And just going back to the fundamentals of serving people, let's never forget that. Anybody can, make an appointment, but can we do it with a smile on our face? When people are hurting, are they friendly? No, they might have pain going on. They might have a headache. They might have a migraine. You know what? I got one migraine one time. It humbled me. I said, man, I'm never going to take that lightly again. That was the worst pain of my life. And it shifted my attitude towards people that came in saying, I have a migraine. I've had it for 3 days. Man, I show them love and compassion. Whatever I can do, I'll dim the lights, I'll turn down the music, we'll light them up, send them on their way. And then, man, we're back to full blast and full lights, but it's
Love it.
about the little things that matter. We have fruit, we have tea, we have their name up on a board when they walk in for a new patient. It says, welcome. We're so glad you're here. And it has their name printed off. We print off every new patient's name. We know every new patient by name. We send them a little card for their birthday. We let them know. I send them a welcome card, handwritten today. I'm not going to leave the little fundamentals to digital. I know all these little things. We can get high tech. Sure, we do text messages. Sure, we do all the stuff. But I still do handwritten cards, sign every one of them. My CAs, PAs, get them all ready. Every Tuesday, Thursday, I send them out. It's the little things that makes a difference. It's why we have 300, 400, 500 reviews on Google and Yelp. Is it's the little things that make the difference when people feel loved, known, cared for, that they're just not another number. And you can come to a busy office like me and maybe get caught in that, but they don't and will never get calloused to that. We always want to let them know they're an individual with real ish in their life. They need a real chiropractor that cares. And the CA is as important as the doctor that's, helping them unsubluxate them because they're going to love them up all the way to the table. I'll take over. They're going to love them all the way out the door. And that's why people, they walk in to get love and get healing. They leave to tell others. And we take that as serious as a heart attack.
That is beautiful. And I love how you make that important and you actually hire to those gifts. You know, that's a smart thing.
Yeah.
And so if you could real quick, you know, I come into your office, I'm greeted with this warm, passionate CA who's loving on me from the second that I show up. I felt it through the phone call. Now I'm in this place that's got my name on the board. I mean, again, how often is your name on the board? Rarely ever do we get that kind of attention in a practice. And so kind of walk me through, you know, don't go too deep so much on day one and two and three, but kind of if you could speak into that and how that generates new patients and what are some things that are going to be expected of me as your new patient when I show up at your practice?
We have a huge success rate of new patient referrals right off the bat. So when people come in, not only does it have, when we talk to them on the phone, the first thing we say is, you know, what's the reason for your visit? Is this a wellness? So we plan, is this a wellness visit or what's your reason? They tell us. Mm-hmm. And by the way, who referred you? And they're like, you know, they're either going to give us a name or they're going to say Google. That's it. We used to be a 100% referral only practice. Now we're 100% referral, but it's either Google, Yelp, or that person. It's amazing the power of technology. It's just unbelievable. Those reviews matter. And so when we write it down, we just go like this. Wow. We used to be a 100% referral only, but Google, man, they're like our top referral right now. Well, thank Google. I'm so glad that you are tech savvy. And we kind of make a joke. And then when they come in, they see your name and it says, hey, we just want to thank Google, or we want to thank Ron Sims. We put the other person's name who referred them. So they already have the seed planted once on the phone. Second, when they come in, they see it. Third, on their paperwork, we ask again, that's seed number three. When the doctor goes in the room, we re-edify what an incredible patient the person that referred them was, or what an incredible person, if they're not currently under care, they're from another city, town, or whatever, we say what an incredible person they are. We plant the seeds to edify that referral. And then what happens is on their way out, we send a thank you card to the person that referred, edifying, like good behavior. And then we send a, I send a coffee mug. I have a whole tier of things that we start sending for all the referrals. Matter of fact, I just sent somebody a 70-inch TV because they're on their 22nd referral. I said, screw it. What's their need? I had my CA call and find out, hey, what's one thing that your husband really needs? He's been such a great referral. Well, you know what? His TV, she was joking around saying her TV fell off the wall. Their kid hit it and it cracked it with his baseball. So I just said, oh, what size is it? Find out. So she found out. I sent him one from Costco. He almost had a heart attack. He couldn't believe I bought him a TV. Hmm. And it was just one of those things like, I'm joking, TVs are so cheap now. What's $2,100 when this guy sent me over 22 patients?
Right.
Like 22 legit patients I've tracked. He's probably sent more. But those are the ones that I've tracked that are directly rated. I have a whole tree. So I track those things. And then when I go back in for my ROT, I let them know, I am so glad that your friend cares about you so much because look what we found. And then our health class, we talk about why we're referral driven. We give the opportunity to send in referrals. And we talk about this is why we put so much time into why I'm able to buy technology like ChiroTouch, why I'm able to buy technology like Insight Millenniums and have digital x-ray is because I don't spend money on marketing. I spend money on cool sweatshirts and cool hats and coffee mugs and things that will bless them. Why I have fresh fruit every day, why I have free coffee and free tea is I take care of my people. I don't waste money on marketing. Guess what? My name alone is marketing. And so when I teach them the value of the little seeds, I have seven seeds that we plant up until the healthcare class. That's the first time we ever ask for a referral. All we've been doing is thanking gratitude, seven different times. Seven is the number of completion. And then I go into the healthcare class where it's number eight. It's our first time we ask for a referral because we care about you. We care about your family. We care about those people that you care about. We run a family practice and we'd love to take care of the people that you love. Boom. People pay, people stay, people refer.
There's some super nuggets right there, buddy. That is just beautiful. And I love how this whole thing is about the client and you're just celebrating them, loving on them. And you and I both know that's when the healing begins. And
right.
So I appreciate you kind of reminding me of that. I feel like you're creating not just understanders of chiropractic, but I feel like you're creating this whole practice full of ambassadors for chiropractic. So kind of how does that work in your practice?
Well, it works like this. And, you know, being a pastor, I understand discipleship. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple of things. A lot of people come in and they just, you know, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. I mean, a lot
right.
of people say that. So I just don't regurgitate information. Here's the fundamental thing that you got to know. When a patient leaves my office, what's the first thing they do when they get in their car?
Adjust their mirror because they're taller?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So let's just say they have adjusted, they turn on their car, they turn on their favorite thing. What's the first thing that they really do? They look at their phone to see if they missed any text messages or phone calls. Normally, if they have a spouse or a close friend, they want to call them. So yes. When they call them, they're going to tell them about their day. They're going to tell them about some stuff. You know what my intention is? The first thing they do when they walk out of the thing, they're going to see they missed a phone call from the people that they love, their kids, their wife, their family, their boss, whoever it is, or text messages. And I want to be the number one thing they talked about. So when they call back, hey, honey, I just left my chiropractic adjustment. Oh, my gosh, you wouldn't believe what I learned today. So I'm not trying to impress how smart I am. I want to leave them with one nugget that they could tell whoever they care about that they're calling on the phone. It has to be Forrest Gump. Oh, yeah. You know what Dr. Matt said? He said today that just by me getting adjusted upper cervically, my immune system boosts by 1,000% for the next 20 minutes. Can you believe that? When is our kid getting checked? He's always got, you know, ear infections, or it's just whatever it is. I plant seeds. So if they're a computer guy, I just give them one little thing. Like, listen, every 45 minutes, set a little alarm on your iPhone watch. I see your little watch there. I want your cell phone to vibrate, that you just stand up and stretch real quick, because I want you to pump that spine to keep it alive. Motion is the key to life. Make sure that you tell everybody when you're in your car, blah, blah, blah. And I say things. Hey, when you get in the car and you call your wife, make sure that she gets up and stretches. That's why yoga is so important. But if without chiropractic, it means nothing. So I just plant these little seeds, like we're talking elevator pitches. Boom, boom, boom. So when they get in their car, that they're not talking about how crappy their day is. They're not talking about work sucked. They're not talking about anything. You know what they say? Freak, I just had the best adjustment of my life. Because you know what I tell them? You just had the best adjustment of your life. I mean, I just intentionally plant seeds all day long. And so when they get in their car, you wouldn't believe it. I get a phone call. You know what a lot of people say is, I just got off the phone with my husband. That's it. I have to make an appointment. I'm so sick of hearing him, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? This happens every week and we talk about it. You know why we talk about it? At every team meeting, our first 20 minutes, we share wins about who called last week, who got a testimony. When I have someone on the table tell me that their migraines are gone, or they just got pregnant, or whatever, their sciatica is gone, I walk them right to the front. And I go, Autumn, you got to hear this testimony. I share my wins with everybody. Sometimes I put a well bell up. I'm like, go ring the well bell. You need to tell everybody. They'll ring the well bell and be like, I haven't had a headache in 3 months. And the whole place starts clapping. You know what I mean? You are building seeds. You've got to always. So I do a discipleship model. I create disciples. I don't want them to know a lot of information they can never regurgitate. I do snippets that they can go home, little snippets, and go tell people. Hey, by the way, when you don't feel well, this is the number one place you want to be. And so they just go, what do you mean? Well, is a fever a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know. I think it's a bad thing. It's actually a good thing. Here's why. It's telling your body there's something going on with the upper cervical adjustment. And so I just teach them all these little things about how their immune system functions, how their body functions under stress, under duress. What are the different things to look for? Signs and symptoms. Those are great indicators, like a gas light or an engine light on in the car. I'm always discipling, teaching them how to be aware of their body. Because guess what? They're being brainwashed all day long by CNN and some of these news stations telling them they need this, they need this, they need this lotion, potion, or pill. You know what I do? I take their brain and I wash it too. And then I plant another seed. So I'm doing brainwashing. It's just I'm cleaning their brain up and telling them something different that they won't forget. And it's amazing. When COVID hit, my patients didn't forget. Instead of shrinking back in fear, they called to see if we were open. And guess what? We went up 20% during COVID. Where a lot of other – and you know, the only reason we went up is because they couldn't find a chiropractor anywhere. So they came to me. And we just went full throttle. And I'd take them all and I'd learn where they're at and I'd listen to them. So my new patient exam went up about 10 minutes because I started listening to where they're at. And once I located where they're at, I could give them directions to the new destination. So I gave them a new GPS coordinates, and everyone that landed on X is still with me today.
I know a lot of docs struggled, and a lot of this is philosophical too. I mean, you have a really strong belief in the power of the adjustment, as do I. And so kind of give doctors some hope out there right now. You know, remind them, if you would, for me, about the power of the adjustment, you know, and what you're saying, it's more than just a physical adjustment. It's that CA showing them love and adjusting their mindset for you. By the time they get to you, they're already in a better mood because your CA had the right mindset. So kind of speak into that.
Yeah, I'm not trying to challenge beliefs out there, because you believe what you're going to believe. And the truth is, chiropractic's so broad. See, I had an encounter with chiropractic. My family's life was completely changed due to an encounter that was radical. And so you can't take that away from me. So my philosophy, everyone has a philosophy. People have a philosophy about money. And you're either successful because of your philosophy, or you're broke because of your philosophy. And it's amazing how many people want to dig in their heels around philosophy. I'm not challenging what your philosophy is. I'm just saying, if you don't like the results you're getting, why don't you challenge your philosophy? And so some of the books that talk about quantum physics, you know, Joe Dispenza talks about breaking the habit of being you. And he talks about all the things and mindsets that we get. Carolyn Leaf, the 21-day brain detox. There are so many things that you can apply by reading those books to your business philosophy or even your philosophy about chiropractic. Your philosophy of chiropractic was based on your teachers and those that you look up to, or the chiropractors before you. I base my philosophy off an experience that my brother had that changed my family's life. And so then I went and lined myself up with other people that believed in that same philosophy. So I reinforced it. So you can't ever get me off my true north, no matter what. I already know. And so I bring in people that want to be under care from a philosophy like me. Sure, do people get in car accidents? Yep, and I take care of them. And then I teach them the principles of subluxation-based vitalistic chiropractic that will change their life from the cradle to the grave. I adjusted a 3-hour-old baby yesterday, and the midwife peed her pants because the cranial had the cranials were off. I did this cranial work, and the whole occiput shifted on the cranial bone. The color came back in the baby, immediately started latching on. This midwife lost her mind. She couldn't believe it. Immediately fell asleep. That baby slept for 3 hours. Wow. And it was a girl that she was a naturopath that works for me. So I went to her house and I did this, and it blown away. The other nurse had never seen a baby adjustment before. Her mind was blown up. She called my office today to become a patient because of one experience adjusting a baby. And some chiropractors don't even touch babies. No judgment against it. I'm just saying, if you want to, I have 180 hours just in pediatrics through the ICPA. Go learn. I didn't always know. And if you don't want to, then don't pretend you know. Just that's part of my belief. I want to take care of families from zero to freaking my oldest patient's 97. Guess what her first adjustment, where it was at? BJ Palmer adjusted her when she was 16 years old at the clinic in Davenport, Iowa. And she's been under chiropractic care since. Her parents lost a job and couldn't pay for her to go to the clinic. So she went and got a job so that she could then pay the bus fare to go there and get adjusted. And she had to go only once a month. But she's learned chiropractic since she was 16 years old. And her first adjustment ever was BJ Palmer. And she's my client.
That's a beautiful story. Wow, that's great. Hey, so I know, like you said, you don't spend a lot of money on marketing. And, you know, I know we're going to talk about money here in a second. But before you dive into that, are there any external marketing tips you might give a doc on the call today, just in terms of connecting in a community?
I coach a lot of, you know, I don't have a coaching company, but I love a lot of young chiropractors. And so I love to see them win. And it's early to bed, early to rise, work like hell and advertise. You know, same. Why does anything change? It's just, it looks different. So I'm telling you, all you IGers, woke chiropractors, I mean, I'm not woke, I'm old school, but I'll give you a good run for your money. You know what I mean? I still know what to do if I had to. I just don't have to. I literally cannot handle all the new patients I get. I'm not saying that in a bragging way. I've just built a reputation based on integrity and character and skill set over all these years that, you know, we're referral. But a lot of people do see my Yelp reviews. Which I did focus on. So I'm saying, build up your reputation online. Online management of your reputation is key. Making sure you're blogging, making sure you're posting. I have a thing called the 50-point spreadsheet. It's 50 points a day that you score just for attraction of new patients, and you hold yourself accountable. You might not see the fruit right away, but I'm telling you, 30 days later, if you've scored 50 points every day, you have built momentum. I started off with screenings. I had to learn how to be confident to teach my healthcare class. I just wanted to spend money internally. That's what I did. But now externally, you got, there's no such thing as yellow pages anymore. It's all online. What can you do to add value? but you've got to know how to sell yourself. You've got to find your niche, and your niche will make you rich. So just find that one thing that you want to do, whether it's a sports guy, whether it's like you want to get a man, pick the one subject. You know, I just did this 12 drip kind of thing on 12 different subjects that I decided if I wanted to release, if we weren't going to make our Cabo trip, I was going to turn on the fuel gates and pump these 12 different things out to go after 12 different types of people that need chiropractic, whether it was from headaches to low back pain to sports injury to whatever. I had it all set up. I just didn't have to turn it on, and I still have them ready to go. And so, you know, campaigning, funnels, all that kind of stuff is so important in this day's technology. But there's nothing more important than making sure you're giving your business card out, shaking hands with those people in your community, and getting around movers and shakers. Everybody. I'd wear a chiropractic shirt just like this. On the back, I still have it today. It says Hope Dealer. And on the front says True Chiropractic. And literally every time I go to the gym, every time I go this, I joined a country club. I'd go up to a cigar shop where all the wealthy old dudes lived, and I'd go smoke a cigar on Fridays. I don't even smoke cigars, but you know what? I did it. I was getting around influencers, and they'd see my thing and start asking me about chiropractic. If you don't think 50, 60, and 70-year-olds smoking cigars need chiropractic, you are mistaken. They became bird dogs. They were all successful. They all prepaid, and they had this thing. You don't even like cigars, did you? You just came to get us under chiropractic care. I'm like, yeah. I had an audience that wasn't going anywhere, of course. And you guys would ask me a question. I would talk to 10 of you at the same time. You all are friends. Friends of a feather flock together. Thank you for That's coming right. into my practice. They introduced me to my CPA. They introduced me to my financial advisor. Matter of fact, I could probably retire because of that cigar shop. So God bless those guys.
Wow. I love that. That's an awesome story, man. I appreciate your insight on that. Now, hey, let's kind of pivot, and we need to kind of close here in a minute. I know a lot of docs on the call right now are, you know, thinking to themselves, here's two guys having a conversation that kind of, you know, they've already scaled up this hill, and they have money now so they can spend money on these things and whatnot. And I think a lot of docs have this negative belief cycle that's really holding them back. So I know that's a big area of leadership in your life as well as in your community through your church and even in your practice. So can you talk a little bit about the financial stewardship piece and how that ties into practice success?
Dr. Sims, you're trying to uncork a thing that I got to land a plane on. Listen, I just did a 21-day money reset for really my church and for a lot of my tribe on Instagram. And it's because I was so sick of having the same conversations. It's not just in chiropractic. It's in any entrepreneur or solopreneur or business person. They're always wondering you got to pay yourself first, number one. Value yourself. Number two is you've got to understand that you've got to sow into yourself in order to reap something. So like, you know, never forget the first time I did a screening, man, I put $1,200 on a card. I didn't have $1,200. I put it on a credit card. I invested in myself. I believed in myself. I set a goal. I would do things that I would look to see, how can I scale this? How can I take, even if I got one new patient, and turn it into three? I got to work on myself. I had to train, train, train. How do you become a Navy SEAL? Well, guess what? You train to become a Navy SEAL. Why we did SEAL Fit, you know, right. And we're not Navy SEALs. But how you train and discipline your mind, your habits, your money habits, what you believe about money. Listen, it's a $10 book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. It will locate you. You send that, you DM me on Instagram at Ask Dr. Matt. I will help you navigate how broke you are. But you cannot sit there and pee in a puddle and sit in it and feel sorry for yourself. You have to invest into your future. You have to invest into your practice. You have to be proud of what you do. Even some of these old school chiropractors, man, I walk in their office, I'm like, dear Lord, update it. You've been in practice 30 years. Invest in yourself. Not that technology's for you. Invest in that for you, but invest into everything. Put frame on every 3 years, I update my stuff. I just spent money on a huge mural. I did things when I didn't have money, and because I invested in it. No farmer plants all the seeds in the field without expecting a harvest. So that means they are investing today with an expectation that there's going to be something tomorrow. Have to have the expectation. We are farmers. Go till your land, mow your land, water your land, fertilize your land, and guess what? Plant those seeds. and have the expectation like a farmer that there will be a tomorrow, and in that tomorrow, there will be a harvest. You've got to sow the seed, buy the seed to sow the seed. You watch what happens. If you need money questions, they can reach out to me. I'd love to help them.
Oh, that's so great. And I know you probably have a couple giveaways for the viewers. So we'll make sure that we provide the appropriate links for you in the show notes so that you can access some of these things that Matt has so generously agreed to share with the chiropractic community. Hey, Doc, I love your heart, and I love your heart for chiropractic and for chiropractors and for CAs. It's contagious, and I'm just so glad that you're not exiting, that you're still in launch mode in your mind. I just love that, and I'm proud of you, man. It's been so fun to watch you. I know we've talked about switching spots and job sharing. That'd be kind of fun to do that someday, but I really want to thank you for your time. And for those of you out there, I want to make sure you tune into our next episode where we have our mutual friend, Dr. Paul Reed, on. And Dr. Paul is going to kind of unpack really the conversion piece, how he was able to use conversions and how he has developed a practice of high retention like Dr. Matt and Dr. Steven, and how he plugged the holes in his practice so people weren't leaking out and it wasn't a revolving door practice. And so tune into the next episode. You're going to learn a great deal back about that. And again, I just want to thank ChiroTouch for their heart in this matter, that they really, truly want to help chiropractors. And ChiroTouch is just a world-class operation, world-class products, and I'm glad to be an end user. And I just want to thank them for inviting me to host this. And Matt, I want to thank you once again for joining me. I really appreciate you, brother.
I appreciate you. Thank you.